That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. Happy New Year, everybody. It's New Year's Eve, and I'm ready for you all. I have my predictions, and I have a lot of them. We're going to be going quite a bit tonight. Let me just tell you how I feel. My programs this year have been about this time period. For a while now, the astrology has been a bit of high drama. I speak of the things I see psychically. I have worked to do this for many, many years. I have also worked to be clear about what we have been facing and will yet face. As I have seen psychically, the events potentially ahead for 2024, I have also seen psychically what we've been able to do with the spiritual help, with the help of the universe, with the help of our spirit guide and angels. We have been able to transmute and transform to avoid massively greater difficulties than those that are still to come. 2024 is the year, including a few months before and after, which we have already entered into, of the beginning of the ending years of the current age of mankind. Listen carefully. It's not the end of the physical earth or the world we live in, except it is the year of the most conflict of any of the remaining years we're going to have before the next age of mankind, which begins in 2038. Now, that's according to the astrology. It is the last year of any souls being confident that they will win with violence and destruction, as has happened in the past. It is not the year of the end of violence, though. It is the year of the greatest potential and greatest opportunity for change. It is the year when our prayers will do some of the greatest good. It is the year of opportunity for us to become even more aware of our spiritual connection. 2024 is the year where we will experience greater gain and growth in meditation, even when facing the lowest vibrational energy, which we will have to face. It is the year we will be challenged more and at almost every turn with opportunities to strengthen ourselves by daily meditation practice, by facing our challenges with courage as best we can. It is the year where we can learn the most about how to join with others, both physically and energetically, to gain in strength, to overcome tragedy and hardship, either to seek help or to offer help. It is the year where those who seek any old, selfish ways of human beings, while ending this current age of man, will begin to find their hands empty of the old ways, which led to their past selfish ways of gain. That is over. It's going to be very interesting to watch it. It is a year where things will appear the worst, but will provide opportunity after opportunity to help one another bring forth the best part of our humanness. As we begin to birth this new world, 2024 is the year which the contractions of the birth will be the most painful, although they'll not completely end yet. This is the year before the long birthing process of the next age of man begins. This is the year of faith that the unseen world, that our angels, spirit guides, and galactic beings will be felt more. And if human beings are willing, we can be aware of this unseen world as they demonstrate their help in our personal lives. This is the year of gain from listening. This is the year of opportunity to be human and to be the human angel to someone in need of help. It is not an evil year. It is not a year to be judged to be different than any other. It is also not a year where we should expect to be just like any other year. It is not a year to be judged as being bad, even if we only see the bad. It is not the year where many learn that violence and destruction will not win, but rather they will learn eventually that these will only delay the loss. It is not the year of helpless despair, but rather the year of opportunity to believe in spiritual first responders. That's a word I want you to learn. Spiritual first responders, who are ready to help us in any and all difficulties, challenges, and dangerous situations, and with some of these higher beings that even are living among us, the people of the fifth vibration, as we begin in the end of one chapter and the beginning of another. It's a time of change, a time of opportunity for a better spiritual connection and relationship, of which we have been presented with evidence that it exists for many decades, and in no small amount of the writing on the wall. It reminds me in many ways of the year of Noah. 2024 is the breaking and tilling of the soil of the earth, readying it for planting new seeds. 2024 will contain the painful contractions of the mother, including Mother Earth, who now needs to push with great effort to bring in new life. It is the dark night of the soul for the earth and all life on the earth. As the species of mankind, we will not collectively recognize it as such. Collectively, we will only face the turmoil of the soil being broken, tilled, and overturned, preparing the garden. Through natural disasters, war, and other factors, until we see that which is new gradually shoot up and show forth. We will go through the cyclical contractions, readying to bring forth transformation and new life, some in this lifetime and some in our next lifetime. We stand at the brink. We stand at the brink of this major transformation, but it will not be done to us or for us automatically. It will be done according to the prayers, meditation, spiritual growth, and our inner work and inner change, and the amount of effort and willingness that we have already brought forth, and we have yet to bring forth. It will come forth according to how much conscious willingness we have to cooperate with the unknown of God's evolution for us at this time period. The willingness which relies on trust and faith in that which is not fully understood, fully seen, but still believed in. I'm going to give you some predictions now. Change and growth are the themes for 2024, which will be a crucial year. Early on in 2024, there will be dramatic changes that will change the course of the world and our personal paths. And that's going to be before the end of April. The topic of worldwide change will be forced upon us and must be addressed. We're going to stop now and listen to the weekly cosmic tip, because when I get going with these, I do not want to be interrupted. So let's listen closely to your weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Mercury turns direct as the new year opens, putting an end to indecision, confusion, and miscommunication. You can easily focus and make out your New Year's resolution. 2024 starts off with the energy of being lazy as well as inspired. Feel free to enjoy New Year's Day by sleeping in, relaxing, and allowing your imagination to run free. Tuesday is a different story because the first few days of the new year ushers in a sober quality of time. It's time to get back to work after the festive season. However, your brain and body may have a difficult time focusing and getting all fired up after celebrating in December. While the day begins with low energy, a sense of drive and purpose returns by early evening. Mercury in Sagittarius ends its retrograde phase on January 2nd, and on the 4th, Mars enters Capricorn. Everyday duties are already calling again. That may be a little too fast for some, but the energy to deal with them is now available. Wednesday and Thursday are good for brainstorming and teamwork, but it's not advisable to have any time after hours to collaborate because egos may clash. On Thursday, Mars enters Capricorn, January 4th through February 13th. This is a highly productive cycle if you are willing to put short-term physical energy and ambition into long-term tangible goals. Friday brings in a mega burst of productive energy, and you could plow through huge amounts of chores and industrial duties. If you feel exhausted in the evening, you may want to turn in early. With the sun forming a square to Chiron on Saturday, January 6th, a welcome seriousness sets in. The afternoon is great for socializing, but try not to get too emotional if plans go astray on Saturday night. Find your smile and just go with the flow. Sunday promotes art, romance, and bonding. You may want to linger in bed with your sweetie. Sunday evening is a perfect time for lounging around, reading, or binge-watching the movie channels. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are now going into the New Year's Eve predictions for 2024. And I want to remind you and tell you something. I'm going to begin to do monthly predictions on YouTube, as well as read the tarot twice a month for all the signs. I hope you will support me on this. I hope you will find my channel, which will be called Embracing Spiritual Frontiers, and give a listen, because I'm having a lot of fun learning how to do this. Okay, back to the predictions. A topic of worldwide change will be forced upon us, and it must be addressed. The death of the Pope will be in 2024. The new Pope will be evicted from office because of his new woke ideas. There will be more galactic contact in 2024 as our space family help and guide us through this dark year. We are at a crossroads in this country. 50 million Americans, non-Americans, 50 million people will be displaced over the next decade. 1978 to 1995, terrorism was prevalent. It still is, but now it's a different and more dangerous issue because they are doing cyber terrorism, and all kinds of AI issues will come up about it. So be careful. The Soviet Union will vanish in the new Aquarian energies. That's not going to all happen this year. It will begin to happen this year. It will take time. King Charles may abdicate the throne because of health issues and because of the United Kingdom's unrest about his reign. Artificial intelligence will try to take over the economic system. The New World Order wants a global union to tear up America's constitution and write a global one. They want to elect a global leader, and that will gain momentum. They also want a single currency, a cyber currency, a digital currency. Artificial intelligence surveillance will strengthen in 2024. I hope you all know that our real battle here is going to be humanism versus artificial intelligence. A warning comes out of Oxford University about something with climate change, also about the dangers of artificial intelligence taking over the human race. I don't know if anybody's going to listen, but you should, you guys listening to me. Healthcare will contain genetic engineering, and several more pandemics will appear throughout the world. As a result of climate change, the bacteria will change, and new diseases will spring up. I want to tell you something. We are in climate change. It's very real. But the question that we have that has not been answered is climate change happening because of the sun flares and the universe and our galaxy and what's happening out in space? Or are we contributing to climate change, and how much are we? That is what we have to answer. 2040 to 2045, something very dramatic will happen due to climate change. Key West, Florida will not exist anymore, as well as New Orleans. The entire state of Florida is in great danger of disappearing completely. In fact, Atlanta, Georgia could be the new waterfront property. The end of the combustion engine will be evident by 2040. Individuals and small groups can change history. Please remember that. When a society fosters well-being, is nicer to live with and under, and much cheaper. Consciousness is fundamental. The collective consciousness manifests the activity. The soul existed before you and will manifest another personality after you die. When you're open to the external vibrations of consciousness, you can know, do, and solve anything. How many times during the day do I say, the universe can do anything? You can ask it anything and really concentrate and send out that electrical magnetic charge, and it will bring it back to you. So many scientists and researchers have seen their information in a dream. By use of deep meditation, you can move into an altered state of consciousness where you will see the answers that you seek. This will become the new fad. And this, of course, is a universal experience because we're very gifted and anybody can do that. In 2024, we will experience overpopulation and scarcity of resources. And many people will talk about the population becoming smaller. We're also not going to have the supplies, goods, and services that we're used to. It will be cut back worse than the pandemic was. The USA will continue to exist in 2024, but a division comes, red states versus blue states. By election time, we could be under martial law in many areas that could be going into 2025. Martial law, because of a possible nuclear exchange, could happen in Iran. The Homo superiors race will come by way of artificial intelligence to the very wealthy. People will grow to care about consciousness and medicine. Migration. People are migrating here in astronomical numbers, but they're going to also migrate away from the coast because of the high sea levels. The Outer Banks and Lower Florida will disappear over time and will begin to do so in 2024. Out in the Southwest, people will move out because of heat and lack of water. Lake Mead, the Colorado River, and I see Phoenix, Arizona being totally deserted because of the heat. Out in the Southwest, people will move out because of lack of being able to sustain their life. And in Ohio and Central America, there's going to be a lot of flooding because the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are coming together. Now, I know that there's a company that's building a factory to make chips because of the threats to Taiwan. And I know that that building will be very delayed because of flooding in Ohio. China will try to take Taiwan at some point this year. There will be a convolution of trends that will change America. Healthcare. Healthcare now is for profit. It is not for the overall well-being of people. The complete fullness of this transformation will come forth according to how much unwillingness we have on earth as well, because many people will continue to be unwilling to change. This is because no one's free will can be taken away with regards to choices to be made as we walk through this turbulent time. Acceptance of others' unwillingness is part of this transition. Tolerance and patience are qualities to develop for you light workers, a lot of it. And that will help with this aspect, and it will help with evolution. Remember, I have asked all of you to form groups at least once a week to pray and work on transformation, because this is going to happen whether you want it or not. Cooperation with our higher self begins with willingness to cooperate with our higher self. Then a willingness to listen to our hearts, listen to what our inner being is saying. The seat, the center, the heart chakra, where the love of God is known. The center where kindness and forgiveness, mercy, understanding, and patience begins. Those who seek power using the old ways of violence, manipulation, misleading, and the like, or, to put it another way, we human individuals and groups that seek power using the old ways and the like, we will use these aspects to the end to try to keep these old ways of living. We will try for these old ways to continue to be effective for us to get what we want from others and from the world. And that's going to be very prevalent. I use the word we because even we who work at our walking our spiritual path, even ourselves, in our own way, still use these methods. We do so habitually and without paying attention or without working to better our thoughts, feelings, actions, and words. But true upliftment and true working for the fifth dimension has to leave the old ways behind and bring in the love. It's an amazing feeling when it happens. As the state of consciousness is within all life forms on this planet, so does this state then manifest on the planet. The troubles on this planet reflect the troubles within the lives on this planet, especially with humanity being the dominant creative consciousness, because there is no taking away of free will. Those who say no to this evolutionary step are within their rights to say no. Coercion, force, or any other factor will not be effective in the impacting of anyone's willingness. In other words, they can throw stones at you, but that's not going to change anything that's happening inside of you. Eternity is a gift to all life for working this all out. This is why acceptance, patience, and tolerance are a part of this evolutionary step, big time in 2024. Practicing patience, tolerance, and each of the other qualities is how we take the steps through evolution and transformation. Many religions are calling this surrendering, but it's not surrendering. It's not. It's cooperating. The cooperating and willingness is a paradox which exists within spiritual evolution. This includes all souls have free will, and some will say no to evolution at this time. This choice will impact the spiritual revolution on the planet at this time. The evolutionary process will not exclude anyone's free will, leave anyone behind, and will not exclude any state of consciousness, but rather will include all choices of all people and all states of consciousness. And that's why we're not moving along any faster, although it is moving along pretty fast. There's room in God's creation for everyone and everything. The evolutionary process also includes every soul, spirit, who chooses no to the evolutionary process. The evolutionary process also includes respecting each life form's right to free will. The evolutionary process also includes our efforts at developing patience. The evolutionary process also includes, if we have no room within us for those who say no to the evolutionary process, then we are saying no to our own spiritual revolution. This truth points to the importance of free will being greater than the importance of how this evolution is perceived or thought to proceed. These points to how important willingness is compared to a person outwardly going through the motions as rote, but not inwardly examining one's own deeper intent and willingness. What's your intent? As you make your decisions, is it ego or is it the heart? This points to the importance of inner state of the soul over any outer visible presenting appearance, over any results, and over the superficial expectations of spiritual evolution. You know, there's people in Arizona that are selling diplomas to the fifth dimension. When I read that, I just laughed out loud. You can't have a diploma to the fifth dimension. It will happen naturally to everybody. You don't make money and give classes and say you've graduated. It's impossible. The inner is everything. The outer is only the perception and resulting sum total of all the manifestation. It's like an artist inwardly bringing forth that going onto canvas and then creating a canvas that has the results of their inner vision on it. One is the heart, the intention, the thought, and manifestation of all being the transformative moment of creating happening within the artist. The second is the result of this, now existing in the outer world. The movements within are the important element. The result is a canvas, a witness to the previous movements within. It is the equal of saying it is a journey that is important more than the goal. That's how you get there as well as getting there. And we're going to take a break now. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you a little bit about spiritual first responders. And there'll be more predictions. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one-question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Millions of stars placed in the skies by one. Lift up our eyes to one God. So many children calling to Him by many a different name. One Father, loving each the same. Thank you.
is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back, and it's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, everybody. And we're going to continue on as I try to explain to you the benefits of going inside in 2024 and working with your heart. I want to talk to you about spiritual first responders. The opportunities are numerous in 2024 for spiritual awakening with our minds and hearts, spiritual activity with our lives, spiritual presence in our lives, and spiritual relationships with God, Christ, and the Masters, and our spiritual guides, guardians, angels, helpers, and teachers. These opportunities are coming through our experiences of being challenged by some of the most difficult events for humans and other life to go through on this earth in 2024. Similar to what we have been experiencing in the years leading up to this, in the terrible 20s, and then our willingness to help and to heal. You light workers have got to get ready. I'm sure a lot of you are. You need to be ready to be there with your classes, with your grace, with your healing, and help the people that are in denial get to their inner self. Similar to what we have been experiencing since the 2020. Throughout our lives, we've experienced many challenging factors, and many of us have cried out in our own wilderness, God, please help me. God, please help us. In our lives, we have seen and experienced major disasters and difficulties in many forms. Up until now, and including now, we have the opportunity to join with many others to serve as the Earth spiritual first responders, accepting the manifestation of events as they honestly are, but also to accept them as an opportunity to respond in a way that will bring God's help into the situation and event. We are called to help, to respond to events through the raising of spiritual presence, spiritual life, and the light, and doing this through how we respond to all the events that happen in our lives, especially in 2024. God is always the first responder to us when we cry out in our own wilderness. We cry out for God to help us in all of our life problems, dangers, and challenges. God is the one throwing us a rope when we fall down a deep hole, the one sending us a rowboat in a flood, the one giving us radio warnings that a hurricane is coming and to evacuate, telling us to evacuate the volcanic area when it's ready to erupt, sending us helicopters, ambulances to save us when we are injured, giving us shelter when the tornado happens, running into the building to help guide people out of the building before they collapse from planes flying into them. We see these responders come to us through humans who are willing to have the best of God flow through us into those in need. Indeed, we cannot do these things without God, because God is not separate from our own hearts, our own souls. For us humans, a spiritual first responder is like human first responders, and our effort is done with our spiritual tools, willingness, patience, cooperation, kindness, mercy, forgiveness, compassion, tolerance, clarity, service, humor, joy, long-suffering, encouragement, trust, faith, and the greatest of these is love, which is the umbrella of all of these. The channels through which we strengthen these virtues with our own hearts, minds, and souls as prayers and meditation and practice practice, practice. Keep doing the meditation. Keep working your chakras. Keep challenging that beautiful light energy that comes to your body and gives you all the answers that you need. We come to learn and to practice the principle. All we need is to be willing in our hearts and minds, and through us, the Holy Spirit will come and do the rest. It is sad that humanity as a whole, and many of us individually, will have to go through this time. But the light is present, and our awareness can increase when we're on the other side of this time period. The light will be seen by some, felt by some, experienced by some, and not noticed and denied by just as many others. Not noticing and denying the light when the light of God is present is more sad than anything. The road to the previously predicted apocalyptic disasters but are no longer in effect, for the planet has been averted, changed, including many of the Edgar Cayce predictions and the Nostradamus predictions. These planet-wide, Earth-as-a-whole disasters would have been widespread, that possibly billions of people would have died. For me to describe what has been averted would make many not even believe that was said to happen, but which has been transformed, changed, shifted, and spread out over longer times, not to be so disastrous. A metaphor to help you understand the shift from previously predicted apocalyptic disasters to cure the predictions would be different between the destruction of a vehicle, between the destruction of a vehicle by being in a massive vehicle accident where many were killed, and the vehicle is horribly destroyed, needing to be replaced, than having a vehicle damaged one piece at a time by bringing it down piece by piece. So instead of having a huge destruction, only one car is ruined. The second description would be a struggle different, somewhat costly and annoying series of events facing over a long period of time. But the first description would immediately be the end of everything. This shift shows willingness of God, the willingness to bring forth mercy, the willingness to bring in forgiveness and to express support, patience, kindness, compassion, and grace. The shift shows the willingness within the act of love. God has done it this way before. So this time, many people will live. Now I have more predictions for you. I hope you understood what I was saying. I do see the vast majority of nations struggle to continue to support the Ukraine. It takes an economic toll on supportive nations as well, but many leaders see no choice. I do see that if Ukraine falls to Russia, Putin will then go after the next nation and then the next. If he is prevented, however, this will not be his path. It's open to God's will, but I will tell you this. In biblical times and in predictions about the last days, it is Russia that is supposed to start World War III. So let's get those prayers out there and try to stop it. Because Putin is not just against the Ukraine, but he's against Europe as a whole. His war is also economic in nature, and Europe as a whole is suffering from the economic attack. His war is also against the people of Russia, who are and will suffer more of it. He wants something that the people don't want, and the people want something different, which he doesn't want. He has already changed the face of Asia and Europe. Not only has his soldiers spread massive destruction throughout the Ukraine, destroying cities, families, and people's lives, with the Russian people and his soldiers leaving this legacy of destruction over vast areas, but his personal decision to wage war has moved other European nations to become NATO members. This joining has been a wise move because of his desire to rebuild a stronger Russia through annexing other nations to gain their resources and control. It's always about resources and money. When any nation's people accept their nation's role of destroyer of other lives, the people of that nation will receive back home that which has been sent out to others, like every other nation that does this in whatever form. While few see this, the Putin-Ukraine war has economically and personally damaged the entire planet. It's damaged all nations, even those few nations who support it. Now I'll talk about disinformation. In the same way that the Nazis spread harmful propaganda about Jewish and other people in the 1930s and 1940s, and so many people believe that propaganda, so Russia had spread its own disinformation about the Ukraine. This is the nature of war and of human beings. This is what's coming to an end. We have a small amount of information, but paint a larger painting of what we think is true. Many people, of their own free will, choose to believe this disinformation, even though, like on a beach, a sandload of statements being said about someone or something, there's only one single grain of sand that tells the truth. It is the nature of propaganda to believe by those who choose to. In general, we humans tend to choose to believe statements about others which support our own previous attitude about that particular person. And that's called gathering the evidence. If you love somebody, you gather the evidence about how great they are. If you have a falling out with somebody, you gather the evidence about how bad they are. Propaganda and disinformation support the attitudes that are already present, but somewhat undeveloped. It brings the previous attitudes and any prejudices to the surface of each individual's consciousness, carried on in the resentment, bitterness, and potential hatred toward the selected group of people. This information plants seeds in the soil that welcomes the seeds. It doesn't take a psychic to know that we've created a world where misinformation is believed because someone spreads it successfully. It spreads because many reasons having to do with human beings, humans on a planet full of humans. We all contribute to this, some in large ways and some in small ways. It simply calls for every one of us to be alert on our own thoughts, comments, and feelings by taking even more responsibility for what is in our own heart, mind, and soul. And this is the year you're really going to have to pay attention. Whatever our patterns of our thoughts are, intentions, our behavior, whatever they are in small aspects of life, those will be our patterns of behavior and thought in the big aspects of our life. Whether it is a small thing or a large thing doesn't matter, because we are still the person that we are and thinking the way we do. Only when we purposely and intentionally change ourselves our thoughts, intentions, attitudes, and behavior? Do we begin to change ourselves, which then shows forth in both the small and large areas of our world? One aspect of this pattern is the effort to stay loyal to those who we have supported and aligned with in the past. Whether we are loyal to a family member, a parent, a favorite public personality, a politician, or whomever. When we seek deeper understanding and insight, we face straining difficulties in our relationships because the deeper understanding can lead to developing different beliefs than those we have aligned with before. We have all faced this challenge, and we will continue to face this challenge this year. In 2024 and further years, the disinformation campaign will continue because many people want disinformation. It feeds the third chakra shadow, which feeds adrenaline into the body and in turn supports greater fearful and anger-based attitudes. Only by moving to the fourth chakra, the heart center, where love comes forth, will we move beyond fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Moving to the fourth chakra moves us out of fear and the adrenaline of the third chakra's shadow aspect. In 2024, we will see extreme weather events in the U.S. and in other nations all over the world. There will still be hope, but the UN guidelines and reports, which will continue to come out and give more dire warnings, will simulate only a small actual action towards fulfilling the goal. The warning from the research will continue to come, and the awareness by public citizens around the world that this is not fake news will be growing more in 2024. The no's of today will not stop. And this, I mean that, is the people are warning, there's water coming, there's a flood coming, and nobody listens. And then the flood comes, and what happened? You know what happened. Regrettably, even when greater disasters happen, there will be some who will blame the warning givers and say, "Why didn't you make me listen to you?" But we know that we cannot force someone to listen and act when they choose to fight for their right of not addressing the problem. As Elon Musk and Nikola Tesla have said, energy innovation could offer much help. I begin speaking about this aspect of hope around 1995 and have watched and waited to see if there is progress of any kind to help this factor come forward. I have recently seen and heard of progress on this topic, so I believe that half of this century, the second half, could see it come into fruition, helping to relieve some of the disastrous environmental situations which mankind's shortfalls and lack of mass cooperative effort have brought about. There's information posted on the internet that you can find out about this, but it's not a magic pill. We are not in the second half of this century. We are 30 years away and possibly 80 years away from benefiting from what I'm speaking of. In 2024, there'll be desire to curb carbon emissions, but in the U.S. especially, there will be no major congressional measures or bills coming forth from Congress to address this. Some small amount of legislation, but it's so small that it'll be of little impact. Better steps for this will occur in the years following, but not in 2024. The days are happening, coming and going, where people are saying, and will say more, to those who are speaking out to warn people, the Noahs of today. We wish you have tried hard to make us listen to you, even though we have been determined to never listen to you. There are some who are willing to do nothing but watch the burner heat turn higher underneath us and say, oh, there's no problem. While the voices say, there's no problem, are loud, the realization that climate change is real is growing with humanity. In the U.S. in 2024, I see an increase in polarization of beliefs, including some individual church congregations. Now, not more people separating themselves from church, but those who seek to polarize will separate themselves more within the churches. This is related to acceptance versus rejection of what many people consider progressive direction, which includes LGBTQ inclusion, as well as political affiliations as a foundation of polarization. This has been in the news and will be in the news as congregants voice their opinion, beliefs, and decisions. And this will happen all around the globe. The summer of 2024. I want you to know that my partner died in Texas in the summer of 2023 because of the heat. So I do have a special interest in this message. Regardless of how record-breaking hot it is, next summer of 2024 is going to be even hotter than this past summer, especially in the midsummer. Temperatures for the end of the summer will drop a hair from mid-August in some places, but that's all. Those places that do not yet experience record heat, July heat, will eventually see their temperatures going up in August. There's going to be lots of storms and earthquakes, but I wanted to get to the politics, because I know you all know who wants to be president. Actually, I had said about 4 years ago that Donald Trump would not be on the ballot. And I thought he wasn't going to be running for president. But now what I'm realizing is that message pertained to the states taking him off the ballot one at a time. Actually, it hasn't been decided by spirit who's going to be president yet. A lot of people have a lot of ideas. I see the possibility of Michelle Obama running against Nikki. And that will be the race of the time. Michelle, of course, would win. I also see Gavin Newsom running as vice president with Michelle Obama. But Donald Trump could run. It won't be Joe Biden. Donald Trump could run. And if he does, they will do everything they can to fix the election that he doesn't win. And it will get crazy. Our prayers will help, because prayers always help. Some of our prayers will help prevent a person from going that far into darkness, and some of our help will help law enforcement stop before it happens. And that, of course, has to do with gun violence, because I see gun violence around the election. But remember that we have to pray, 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 because if you will be my children, I will be your God. We have to come to the end of the show. I do have more messages, but as I said to you before, I will be doing a video that will be on YouTube. I'll try to get it up this week. So find it, and then you can hear the rest of what I have to say. We're going to go into the meditation now, and we're going to wish you a Happy New Year. I have some wonderful music to do that. Next week is your call-in week, so please get your questions together and get ready to call the show next Sunday night. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's wonderful to be with you tonight, this special night. Happy New Year. I wish you the best. Strengthen yourself for 2024 and what's about to be. Thank you for listening, and good night.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations made, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Your heart of hearts, your dream of dreams, your ravishing brunette. She's left you and she's now become somebody else's pet. Lay down that gun, don't try, my friend, to reach the great beyond. You'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or a blonde.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
You never go to nightclubs and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a stack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you
thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to begin the meditation of expanding love and reaching for ascension, a Christmas meditation. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, making sure your chin is parallel to the floor. Relax, have your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Let's begin. The greatest love you can experience is in the communion with God in meditation. The love between the soul and the spirit is perfect love, the love we are all seeking. When you meditate, love grows. Pure energetic light and thrills pass through your heart. When you meditate deeply, a love will fill you that is indescribable. You will feel the Christ energies, the divine love, and you will be able to pass that love along to others. As you let go of all cares and concerns, you will find the peace within. O fountain of love, allow my heart to be flooded by your presence. Awaken eternally the higher consciousness of thy loving presence within me. Now we'll go deeper. Inhale and tense your body, clenching your fists. Take three breaths in. Hold for four. Two, three, four. Exhale and relax all of your body. Do this again. Inhale. Tense your body. Clench your fists. Hold for four. Exhale. And relax your body. One more time. Inhale and tense your body. Clench your fists. Hold for four. Exhale and relax all of your body. Now we're going to do it one more time without the tension. Relax the body, relax the breath. Inhale. Hold for four. Exhale and relaxing all of your body. Now sit a minute and let the light begin to come into your crown chakra and behind your third eye. Now we can do the affirmation. Speak it softly, then in a whisper, and then mentally. Thou art love. I am made in thy image. I am a cosmic light of love, in which I behold all planets, all stars, all universes, all beings, all of creation, as glimmering lights of love. I am the love that illuminates the entire universe and all universes combined. Thou art love, and I am made in thy image. I am a cosmic light of love. I am. Thou art love, and I am made in thy image. I am a cosmic light of love. I am. Thou art love, and I am made in thy image. I am a cosmic light of love. I am. Just hold that feeling, hold that vibration as long as you can. And remember your affirmation. Thou art love. I am made in thy image. I am a cosmic light of love. I am. Thank you.